for a fart. There you go. It's the best. Drew and Mike. Brought to you by Realtor Scott Kunath.
Nice, got you covered. Nice intro for him.
Yeah, Scott doesn't mind. As long as we get it right. Call or text Scott at 248-797-7746. Or his email is skunath, S-K-U-N-N-A-T-H at C-B-W-M. Another.
Oh, I'm done with that fart. You want that?
Yeah. God, I love that movie.
Is that a fart?
Before we get too deep into the best of it, I just wanted to cover, at the very end of the show, Friday, Trudy was making claims of doing some electrical work.
Yeah.
What exactly was done?
Well, I have this dimmer switch in my bathroom, and I usually go in and I just like hit it, you know, with my fist, because it punches on.
Yeah.
I punched it one too many times and broke it off, and I was finally tired of all of the broken shit around my house.
Oh, that's exhausting.
I'm going to make a change here. I'm going to do it myself. I can do it. And because I've seen it, it doesn't look that hard. So I went out, I got the replacement and took it all apart, and Zeus killed the power, and I went for it.
Team effort. Power was actually killed.
You have to.
Hit the breaker. Oh my God, it was so scary though. You know, actually touching those wires for the first time, thinking, this could be the end of me. But then there'd be like a whole week of extra, like, you know, people would tune in and sympathy.
And you felt electricity in the air.
It seems to me.
Extra listens and. Seems downloads like it would have been a lot stuff.
Easier to call someone to do that
for just that. Though.
I know.
I've got.
You should make a list and call the.
Oh my God!
Person.
It's so long. And
that's why you need to make a call.
Rob went to New Orleans, so I was just like, "Fuck it."
I know. Well, that's exciting. It's funny how doing something that small can feel so good.
I know, and it worked.
It worked.
Although Mark pointed out, my house is probably on fire now. So.
Well, you never
probably
know. Maybe just turn the electricity when you leave the house, and then we turn it back on.
Yeah.
So at least you're there when it burns up.
Sure.
It is like the easiest thing to do, but God, does it freak you out if you don't do it regularly?
It is. Because it's a switch, and then next to the switch is a plug, and that had one of those
breakers.
Little safety lights on, you know?
Oh.
And I was like, oh, is it really off? Oh, boy.
Oh, were the lights off of the switch?
Yeah. The switch must have been on a different circuit. But
when you turned the electricity back on
twicity.
And you tested the, were you surprised when the light came on?
I thought it would blow up for sure. And I'm like, here goes.
That switch is all melted.
Feels like a minor miracle.
You do a bunch of do-it-yourself stuff this week, and then what else is on your list? You want to finish everything?
Well, let's see. Yes.
Really?
The garage ceiling.
The garage ceiling. I had to break up all the drywall. The drywall's in this giant pieces, so I had to break up all that.
Really?
There's that. Now I was thinking, there's somebody who volunteered to come up do that. He goes, drywall work. I like to do some jobs on the side, so...
I don't trust that guy.
Well, that guy coming into my garage, though, would be kind of a challenge. It is pretty hoarded out.
two weekends ago, Julie wanted me to cut down all this stuff in the landscaping. While I was doing it, I'm like, is this a trick? Do I really have to cut these plants down? Is this just trying to make me do stuff I don't want to do?
No, you should leave them so the birds can eat the seeds through the winter.
Oh, fuck the birds.
Right. You hate birds.
Birds are the worst.
But yeah, I did that too. I like cut everything down and put all the like tomato, the farm, in all these various pots and stashes.
Plants. I'm like, why am I cutting plants down?
Sloppy.
Yeah, it doesn't.
I don't know. It seems like it never hurts, but... I'm not a big fan of it.
I was cold. I was hurt.
I tried to reassemble a door, and Brandon actually has a workshop. Maybe he could help me with my door.
That's one of the
installation
bits.
Problems.
What's wrong?
And it came off its hinges, and I just tried to screw it back in, and it doesn't line up right.
It's clearly just time to move.
I know. That's what I feel like. The goddamn house.
A broken switch.
The hammer.
A broken door. Drywall.
Broken car.
I'm ready to move.
God damn it.
The electricity going out. I feel like that should be in the disclosure statement that the electricity will go out anytime.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter what the weather is. It could stay up for days. And this house sucks without it.
The cell reception should be in your disclosure.
Yeah. The Wi-Fi should be in the disclosure. And I feel I should sue the previous owner for not disclosing how bad the Wi-Fi was. And that money will be used to replace the price that's reduced because the Wi-Fi sucks and the electricity goes out all the time.
It's maddening. Not only is the Comcast Wi-Fi that bad, but if you have the AT&T cell signal, what do you have? You don't have AT&T.
Oh, no,
if you like
Verizon
to watch TV, it also sucks. TV is freezing in there. Just freezes for minutes.
Really?
Just freezes. In here, the volume just goes out every 45 minutes or so, for about 5 minutes.
Come on, what do you want? You're only paying $300 a month.
I know.
45 minutes.
And the Wi-Fi sucks, and it just, I don't know, it's the worst house ever. I would never buy this house, ever. And there's the abortion in the backyard that Layla found.
Oh, that dead rat.
That was when I really wanted to move.
Yeah, that was pretty gross. Yeah,
that's pretty much the size of things. It's about 1993.
Do you have to disclose that there was a dead body in your backyard when you moved then?
Yeah.
No, it was just
that
a
animal.
Rat.
Yeah, still a body.
Oh, God. I really wanted to move.
Yeah, we had a dead raccoon, and the buzzards came down and fed on it. That's when I really felt Wild Kingdom.
What, do you live on Route 66? Why are there buzzards in your backyard?
There are buzzards.
What the fuck?
Remington?
Yes. I have a
it
turkey buzzard that's living in our neighborhood. What? And yeah. It's pretty dangerous because it's I didn't show you the picture. It destroyed a rabbit in my neighbor's yard that is bigger than Bill. The rabbit was bigger than Bill. So we have to watch out when little Bill's running around because this turkey buzzard might swoop down and
attack. They don't want him until he's dead.
Your dog is so high maintenance.
Why?
They don't eat. They don't eat live things.
Do you get professional pictures of Bill, by the way?
No.
Every 6 months.
Do you lift Bill up onto the bed?
No, he can get up on him by himself.
Do you remember when...
That wasn't the question.
What, do you have a mattress on the floor?
No, but we have one of those.
The question was, do you lift Bill onto the bed?
I have in the past.
He can jump that high, right?
He's woken up.
He can't jump that high.
There's a couple times. Sometimes,
unless you have a mattress on the floor with no sheets.
There's been some times where we wake up in the middle of the night.
Sleep on.
And Bill's crying.
Stain. There has to be a stain on it, right?
Because it's like dark and he can't see.
That's high maintenance.
He can't see. He needs one of those little step.
Wait, things. What? Yes. Bill has vision problems?
I think at night, don't we all?
My dog's getting around pretty well at night.
But he's high maintenance. Why does he have to be with you at night?
Well, just sometimes he likes to sleep at the foot of our bed. Hmm. Not every night. He's also got a sweet bitchin' pad. He likes to go hang out in there.
What kind of pads he got?
He's got a. It's his cage, but he loves it. It's his own. It's his bedroom.
Wait, you got a cage?
Yeah, he's got
that's
a cage.
Good, really.
Yeah.
Cage train.
Is the door always open?
He was cage trained from the beginning. And no, the door is always open. He goes in there and chooses to. But if we ever need to put him in there for any reason, he loves going in there
for misbehavior.
Every now and again, if he has an accident,
Bill gets punished.
Well, he's accidentally peed, and you know.
Aww. How quick does he run in there when you have an outfit to put on him?
Well, that's all Kristen's stuff. She's got a lot of outfits.
Have you ever put an outfit on him?
No.
Does Bill have a down jacket?
Have you ever
jacket?
Participated in putting an
sorry,
outfit
that's,
on
that's
him?
Sorry, that's a lie. I did put
Layla
an outfit
Max
on
had down jackets.
Oh, cute.
They do?
They did.
Lord.
I didn't buy them.
With the police uniform. You remember the police
uniform? Oh, yeah. That was cool, though.
Yeah,
that was awesome.
Oh, is that his trick-or-treat costume?
What's Halloween, What's he going to be for Halloween this year?
You know what? I don't know. Last year, he was a crab.
Wow. I think you'll be getting pictures every 3 months, won't you?
Oh,
of Bill.
Absolutely.
Is that standard practice now?
It is.
If you have a baby every 3 months?
Something that you
it was
do
back
now.
When I was a little kid, though. We used to go get pictures all the time at the JCPenney.
How often?
There are several, you know, like lost teeth, I think is how I'm sort of gauging it. Like, oh, I had a tooth out there, and then the next one I had, you know. You know what I mean? So the age progression is over a couple of years.
I have a vivid memory of when, I must have been.
And somebody that doesn't do it every 3 months, please email me. I just want to know that the world isn't completely insane.
I got it from when we were like little babies, maybe a year old.
I remember a big miserable family outing to Olin Mills once. Do you remember Olin Mills?
Yeah, Olin Mills.
And my mom was very pumped up, and I guess that's the problem with having 3 boys and a husband, because nobody else was. It was miserable.
We liked it because we got dressed up and got to hold, like, the photographer would have a special ball or something like that. But I was always jealous of my brother.
Aw, which one?
Of course. The only brother
I didn't know if you added another sibling since last week.
No.
Wait, were you jealous of your brother?
Because he got better toys than we got in the picture. I don't know why I was jealous though, because we didn't get to take him home.
Did anybody get envelopes?
No. No, but I used to play with my mom's checks, her canceled checks. So that's kind of like your envelope.
I get
fetish.
That. I totally get that.
Yeah, boys, like, boys' toys are cooler.
We have super soakers. We have stink bombs.
Yeah. We got Red Dead Redemption 2.
Oh, boy. Oh my God, you're so rock for that.
Hey, you know who was good with kids?
Who?
Tad Cummins.
Hey, well, look at that segue.
Tad Cummins.
I don't think he was good with kids is the problem there.
He unfortunately loved children just a little too much. And the Tadler will be, I wonder how he's doing in prison. I mean,
he's loving it.
How he's doing.
Actually, he's probably very jealous because we haven't even talked about this.
He only got 4 or 5 years.
His ex-wife, Elizabeth Thomas, Elizabeth Cummings, Knee Thomas.
Did he grant her divorce?
I hope so.
Were they married secretly?
Yeah.
Sort of?
Yeah. Couldn't have been a no.
She is now engaged again.
Wow.
She will be married twice before the age of 18.
Yeah, this isn't going to work out.
She does live in the South.
She clearly gained a lot of weight, probably to protect herself from predators.
Yes.
She really packed on some pounds. And then I think at some point she's going to go, yeah, probably. And then she's going to go, this guy's a loser. I'm going to gain weight and or they're going to break up and she's going to be upset and stop eating and she'll lose the weight and she'll be hot again and then she'll
be
somebody.
Only 20.
Did you guys see the proposal online? Did you see the video of it?
Oh, no.
Oh,
you are good shit. And I want to make this legit. I'm still going to pay you, but I want you to stop banging other guys. What do you say? Want to be my wife or what?
Stop going to school.
Wow, that's good for her.
That new husband is getting Tad Cummings sloppy seconds.
I know. Have we seen the second husband?
Yeah, you know what? He was on that 2020 piece when she told the whole story not that long ago.
Did they reveal she was engaged on that?
No, because that happened after that piece. Okay. But congratulations.
Congratulations.
Elizabeth.
Good for Elizabeth. And then...
The best of us when we found out about it.
Congratulations, everybody.
When we first found out about it when he was caught, which led into finding out where they stayed, and we might dive into some hotel reviews. Because they stayed in some quality places.
Then we had
quality eights.
We also had an exciting call for the best of Bernard and Janice, who went on the 200 Carnival cruises and were feted and given special badges, which I think Janice is probably wearing right now.
They're probably on a cruise right now.
There's some multiple accusations in this call. I think the thing took on a more serious tone than anyone expected when she was accused of throwing her weight around because of the badge that she had for the 200 cruises. We need to get in touch with her, though. She was cool in a weird way.
Loved her, yeah.
Then Brandon's laptop was stolen. That led to some pretty heavy speculation about a number of issues.
Found out about your workbench. Hmm. You were working on a door.
I love my workbench. And yes, at the time, I had brought a door in to, drill some holes in, maybe put some new...
What was the last thing you completed on your workbench?
It's actually been the garage itself has been a mess lately. We got all new appliances, so all those appliances blocked my workbench for a couple of months.
You better clean it out this weekend and not play Red Dead Redemption 2.
Yeah, right.
No chance at.
It's running out of time for those things, so.
Is it wrong for me to pray that Kristen delivers early so you don't get to play it?
Well, it comes out tonight, so.
She's not that far away from her due date, right?
No, we're only just a week away. 2 weeks away?
Oh, she go. Please deliver.
Less than 2 weeks away?
Please deliver today.
2 weeks. 2 weeks, right?
Yeah. Or,
a week and a half, something
it's
like that.
It's coming up quick.
Let me ask you this scenario. Let's
say. Pregnancy's all over this show.
And I'm going to need about a 6-month paternity leave.
Let's say she delivers, and then she's like, Brandon, the next day, everything's great. She's healthy. Baby's excellent.
Mm-hmm.
She's like, Brandon, I need something from home, and you go home to get it. How much time will you play Red Dead Redemption for before you return back to the hospital?
I don't know. I might flip it on, do a quick mission or two.
5 hours later.
Maybe take out a couple cowboys with the Deadeye mode.
And then what will you say is the reason it took a little long to get back?
I don't know.
You had to do something
car
special
trouble,
with Bill.
Bill trouble.
Car trouble.
How about this? Marcus needed your help moving a piece of furniture.
That's right.
Well, then I don't know. It's bad to get too many people involved in a lie.
Well, Marcus will cover for you.
He would.
Then we got the A-Rod team photo from back in 2017. And it looks like a pretty broad best of the Drew and Mike show. Brought to you by Scott Kunith, with 26 years of advertising and sales experience, realtor Scott Kunith can say the biggest contributor to stress is lack of communication, which is why he will call you back in a timely manner. He will text if you'd prefer to text, or call if you want to call. Keep you informed through every step of the buying or selling process. If he doesn't know the answer, he'll get it. His word is his guarantee, and he's now been recommended by Zach, his first customer from the podcast, nice, who bought a condo, his first, by the way, with Scott. Very happy. It all worked out. Smooth as silk. Call or text.
That's a nice place.
Call, text, or email realtor Scott Kunith of Coldwell Banker Weir Manual to see what your home is worth, or if you need help in finding your new one, 248-797-7746. 248-797-7746, or S. Kunith at CBWM, and enjoy the best of Drew and Mike. Ted Cummings.
Oh, God.
This story is just, and we're just beginning to hear about this story, but this hippie commune, he just sticks out like such a sore thumb at this place. I mean, never should have been there in the first place. There's only one reason he went there. No internet, no phones.
Because he saw it on a documentary.
It's off the grid. Otherwise, he absolutely, first of all, there's no religion allowed there. He's a conservative Christian. He's with a 15-year-old girl, and he's a lazy ass. You're supposed to do, I mean, Tad, didn't they tell you in the documentary that everybody has to pitch in?
Well, he sometimes, what did he do, feed the chickens?
Yeah, I guess they spent a little time with the chickens, allegedly.
So he had to go back inside because he popped too much Cialis.
Yeah, he's so busy pounding this 15-year-old and apparently having loud sex. They're in an attic, and the people down below are like, oh, my God, they're doing it again?
I just picture that Tad yelling at his own dick to stay hard. Yeah, there's no way that was her. There's no way it was enjoyable to her.
I don't know.
Although she seemed into it, the whole pick me up.
She was calling him honey and sitting on his lap.
We can hear him banging all over the house, and I heard Donato. People screaming and screaming.
And this whole business of, this is so silly. They were just blown away because she would hold her arms up and say, up, up, up. And he would lift her up like a child.
Yeah.
What? Mm. Oh, my God. Oof. They went by John and Joanne.
Oh, good one.
He was supposed to be 44 and she was 24.
Yeah, they were more shocked at the idea that he was 44, even though that was only 6 years off.
He tried to pass for 38 at the other place. He said he was 38. Yeah, right. That's ridiculous. He doesn't even look his own age.
No. Well, although with the dyed goatee, maybe.
They said that they were from Colorado and they had a house fire, which burned all their stuff. So nice being.
Good lie, Cummins.
Nice being willing to work your 4 hours a day. I mean, they had to be the worst commune people in the history of communes.
Yes. Well, they got kicked out.
Yeah.
How do you get kicked out of a commune?
I'm sure people get kicked out of communes, but I doubt it's for not doing 4 hours a day. 4 hours? I mean, that's not even hard.
It sounds like he was just a dick, too.
Yeah, he was a total asshole.
By the way, in their room. Oh, he demanded one of the cabins immediately. Like, wait a sec. You just joined this commune. You know, we don't pass out, you know, cabins. Relax, my man. So they had to stay in the attic upstairs on a dirty mattress.
I know. Gross. And having sex constantly.
Ugh!
And whispering to each other constantly, too. Like, they're at a dinner table, people are having a conversation, and they're just whispering to each other. I don't think they thought she was underage, though, strangely.
Well, she said she's 24.
But she doesn't look...
Not
at
all.
She doesn't look 17.
It's a commune.
She just looked really young in the face to me. So, I don't know. I'm kind of... This commune sounds...
They arrived at the commune, and he puts the stuff down, looks around, and goes, "This looks like home forever."
Yeah, for life.
Nice proclamation, Cummins.
I can't get over that he's such an asshole that he can't even do what he has to do to stay in a commune. I mean, he's got the whole world looking for him, and he can't work 4 hours a day.
4 hours!
He can't be nice to people. He can't even socialize. In fact, he even throws a shit fit when he's leaving, when you'd think he'd want to just quietly just go away and be forgotten. But no, he's got to throw a shit fit and tell them they're prejudiced. I mean, he is just really a first rate.
This is Sophia, one of the people from the commune, says, if people allow it, you can make it
here easy by doing very little, but everyone has to pull their weight. Cummins didn't offer any help. He did help with the chickens one time, and he did the dishes a couple of times. But they seemed lazy. They didn't want to do anything. On one occasion that Cummins did try to help, he almost set himself on fire. April, dressed in a plaid skirt, recalls he was trying to light a fire and couldn't get it going, so he went and got gas and threw gas on a burning fire. It cut his arm, and he had to put himself out. It was stupid and dangerous. I remember talking to him about how dangerous it was and that he was supposed to be an EMT, but he got really angry. That was a huge red flag for me. You come out to the wilderness and you can't even light a fire?
Wait, an EMT? Why is an EMT supposed to know how to set a fire?
Well, just the how dangerous it a fire would be. Come on.
Okay.
An idiot knows you're not supposed to pour gas on a fire. There's a saying, to pour gas on a fire.
He also claimed he was a kayak instructor. where did that come
He's
from?
He's never been on a kayak?
A kayak instructor? What? Was that supposed to go along with his Colorado MO?
Yeah, that's right.
Ridiculous.
They'd be whispering to each other all the time. We'd be talking at the table and they'd be whispering secrets. They'd make childish jokes with each other and laugh at talk of penises or vaginas as if he was coming down to her maturity level.
Woo! Well,
they were constantly making out and she sat on his lap. Oh, a lot.
So gross.
They were always making attached out? To each other. They seemed genuinely in love. Like, love it. Well, it was their honeymoon. Oh, did you read the part about taking a bath there?
Yeah, they kept their clothes on. It's a nudist place. There's clothing optional. People do their chores nude, which is bad nude, by the way. If you're in a commune, don't do your chores nude.
Come on.
You look stupid seeing your genitals when you're
not to mention
picking
dangerous.
Up tree branches or whatever.
But if you wanted to take a bath, you had to sit and soak in the bathtub that was next to the dining room table.
What? Nice.
Nice commune. I'm going to go take a bath. But people are eating lunch.
Did some shitty shower, too.
Oh, they did?
Yeah.
Oh. Well, I would have gone for the tub near the dinner table.
Oh, they're just sitting in the tub with no water in it, right?
Yeah, just for the picture.
Oh, is that the...
Yeah, the picture right by the dining room
that
table.
That one girl's name is April Showers?
Yep.
Is that her real name?
No, she's trans, so she changed it to April Showers.
Oh, she's trans.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Did you read about the rest of their trip?
I read pretty much what was out there.
Staying at the Super 8s?
Yeah.
The worst hotel I've ever stayed in Super 8 in Columbus, Ohio, where everything smelled like urine.
I'm a little surprised that they didn't draw more suspicion. She just looks so young to me.
Well, that's what I'd like to know about. You know, these hotels they stayed at. He I guess, booked them before he took off. So why wouldn't anybody notice that? He booked them under his own name.
What?
Yeah. Before he left, he made
a
reservation.
And no one noticed. How many Super 8s did they stay in?
One in Oklahoma City, one in the other place, another city in Oklahoma. Guymon, Oklahoma.
But you still have to check in.
I know.
How could you not, when Ted come and take, play another name from somewhere.
Or the face.
I guess people just pay so little attention, generally speaking. I mean, they certainly have that on their side.
You want to hear a review from one of the Super 8s?
Yeah, for sure.
Okay. This is the one in Guymon, Oklahoma. 2 stars. Hotel was dated but seemed clean. No phone service but fast Wi-Fi. So they had Wi-Fi. Beds were pretty comfortable. It's a good location. They advertise a hot breakfast online and on a big sign in front. But they have a small sign in the lobby stating that they no longer provide breakfast. Well, what would a bait and switch by the Super 8 Guymon? Breakfast consisted of... Wait. So there was breakfast. Breakfast consisted of stale bagels and donuts, cereal, fruit, and the worst coffee I've ever tasted.
Well, it's not a hot breakfast.
Also, bathroom sink didn't drain very well.
Gross.
The lady at the front desk was extremely rude when I brought it to her attention. I would never stay here again. Here's another one. Duct tape patched the hole in the bathtub. Light over the mirror would come on and off by itself. Wall clock not working. Remote did not work from bed. Wake up call never came. Shower head covered in hard water deposits. Red mud in the washing machines and dryer.
Nice.
Oversleep so did not get breakfast. Cannot comment on that. Air condition worked awesome. Room has a microwave and refrigerator. I posted photos of the bathtub and shower head, but I guess it's gone now.
He posted pictures.
Bugs in the room. Even saw a tick.
Shells in the egg at the continental breakfast, and the bed was a bit uncomfortable. Woke up with a sore back. You're staying at the Super 8. Relax.
Good God.
Friendly staff, decent breakfast, very clean.
The mud in the washer.
Yeah,
they have washers at those places, by the way.
Apparently,
you know that some jackass who got in mud who just threw his muddy clothes in there. That's why it's not the hotel's fault.
Probably wasn't even staying at the Super 8.
Although the mud's probably been in there for days, and everyone's wash is just coming out muddy as hell. Gross.
There's one. There's another one too. Let me find it. Let's see. This is the one near the Walmart. They stayed near the Walmart.
Wow. I honestly, I can't imagine how these people, as Trudy was pointing out, without using credit cards, they had to stop and pay for gas every time they got gas. They had to go inside the store.
This is interesting. There's an affidavit on his arrest. Investigators received a hotline tip March 29th. So that was 16 days after they took off.
Yeah.
From a Super 8 motel employee who reported on a national database search for the hotel chain.
Oh.
So they did a search, but did it on March 29th. Database showed that Cummins had stayed at the Super 8 location in Oklahoma City. On March 15th and the 16th, the employee stated the information in the database showed Cummins gave a Columbia, Tennessee address. It also showed his phone number is 931. Blah, they block out three numbers, 1919. A known phone number belonging to him. A photocopy of his driver's license was taken by the clerk.
Jesus. You'd think that would freak him out when they go with his license somewhere?
One bed.
Huh?
Yeah. That they would see, that they would notice it?
Yeah. No, I would think he would flip out when they said, yeah, let me get a copy of your driver's license.
But he stayed there for two nights. If they would have noticed something the first night, they could have nabbed him then.
I can't believe they stayed somewhere two nights at a hotel. And that, you know what that means, too, is that they probably had to stay in the room.
Oh, gross. On that,
which meant they probably were screwing for two straight days. Mm-hmm. Oh, God.
Horrible dining. The pool has way too much chlorine. This is the one in Oklahoma City. The beds are dangerous. Dangerous? The breakfast is either way too hard or way too soggy. The bedrooms are too dim, and my daughter's friend cut her ass on the bed because it was too dim to see that there was an exposed piece of wire. Oh, that's a shame. Their friend's daughter cut her ass. That is the quote.
Jeez.
Had to be in Oklahoma City for my son's surgery. Found this motel online. The prices and reviews seemed good. When we got here, check-in was great. No problem. The room was poorly lit, but it was late. We were trying to get to bed quickly, so I didn't look around very well. My daughter sat down on one bed and instantly got up, saying it smelled like vomit. I dismissed it and told her to get on the other bed. My husband went to get in the shower. He said he had to wash the tub first because it was grimy and it had mold around the jets. That didn't work. Ugh. I laid my son on the bed to change him and then laid down next to him. I instantly smelled strong urine. I jumped up, pulled
back. Oh, my God, a strong smell of urine? Not just urine, a strong smelling urine.
I jumped up.
Some diseased person's urine. Gross.
I jumped up, pulled back the sheets and the mattress cover. The entire mattress was stained in various shades of urine color. How do they know the various shades of urine color?
Well, it's got that, you know, it's got that puke outline around it where it dries.
Where it spreads out.
Disgusting.
I checked the second bed, and it was the same way.
Oh, no.
And as we started to back up and leave, my husband noticed the chair in the corner was stained as well with a light shine on it. It was obvious that it was
okay,
old,
look, you're staying in a shitbag hotel, but you don't just pee all over the mattress and all over the chair.
Well, not the chair, because
it
was covered.
Are staying in these
the chair
places.
Was covered in gold, crusty vomit. In the process of grabbing our things, the hotel menu was knocked over. My husband picked it up and noticed it had brown clumps on the cover, along with pubic hair.
I hope you had a hell of a piss.
Oh my God, I hope Tad stayed in this room. At the desk, I informed the clerk that we are leaving and I wanted a refund. He asked, why?
What?
I explained the condition of the room and told him it was completely unacceptable. He stated, I was lying, and demanded I follow him to the room. He opened the room but refused to step inside. Again, he stated I was lying and I was one of those. He stated we were just trying to use the room for a shower.
Oh, one of those who don't want to sleep in a urine-soaked mattress.
No, they were just trying to cheat him out of the room just to use it for a shower.
Oh, I see.
I pointed to the bed and told him it stunk smelly of urine. he stated I was lying. There's no way it smelled. It's only stained, but it does not smell.
Great.
That's in quotes. That's what he told her.
It's only stained, I but asked doesn't him, smell. Thank you so much for wanting me to sleep on your urine-stained mattress, but not urine-smelling mattress. That's really nice of you.
Back at the desk, he told me the manager was there, the manager who would never give me my money back, but he was going to be nice and give me 50 or 60%. I told him that was unacceptable. I wanted a full refund. He finally agreed but stated he would not give it to me. He would give it to my husband. What? As my husband came up to the desk, the clerk began arguing with him, insisting we were trying to cheat the hotel. He stated we had been there for 5 hours. We had checked in at 10 p.m. It was currently 11. I would never, ever recommend this place.
Woo! Man.
There's another one star with pictures of the of a mattress.
I want to see the pictures.
You do? Okay.
I want to hear the review, too.
It looks like blood spatter.
God.
Oh, there's the washer and the dryer.
What's with these disgusting people that, I mean, I understand it's inexpensive, but what? So people decide they can piss on the mattress?
Oh, that room looks nice.
And spew blood all over the place? I guarantee you the room looks nothing like that. That's probably a 10-year-old picture. Yeah, the place doesn't look that bad on the outside.
That pool looks like it has too much chlorine. Oh, what a dump.
Wait, those are the publicity photos or the pictures?
No, those are pictures people take. There was another one on here. Hang on.
I just saw one line of somebody's two-star review. It said, the room was grimy.
There's the other one. Ew. Stain there.
Gross. I expected worse.
Let's see. Where's that grimy one?
Wow, I just saw a review that said the room was pretty nice, but the people were creepy.
One room, dirty bath towels. Wasn't expecting much for the price, but still disappointed.
This place is not as pictured. Carpet really dirty. Stained sheets and towels. Big no-no. Smells like dog and cat. Yeah. Oh, cat urine is the worst. Beware, has roaches. Ugh. They are friendly staff. How can you...
Linens were clean, walls were dirty and stained, outlet covers were missing. Oh, come on. Breakfast was non-existent. Man, I would die to know which room Thad was in.
Can you imagine, too, if they have like a rewards, you know, member card.
And Thad has a ton of points now?
For staying there, you know, frequent stayer at that place.
One star. One, there was no icebox and or microwave. You have to ask for the room that has one.
What?
Did not know that.
Who would know that?
How do people drink coffee? I would not drink coffee from a coffee maker in that room. Very dirty.
Somebody pissed in there, you know, at least twice.
And a couple times blew a load in there. Oh, God. Very dirty. I would not go barefoot. The second room, there was a needle under the mattress and two sex uncleaned items. What? Two sex uncleaned items. What does that mean? Dirty pool, no hot tub, rude staff. Super, no.
They believe the advertising. It's supposed to be a Super 8.
Here's the grimy one. The rooms were not as clean as they could be. They felt grimy. The pool had a lot of chlorine in it, but it was needed for the same 20 kids that were in the pool. Ugh. Kids were running around in the hallway. I would not recommend it if you do not like kids. No water pressure in the shower as well.
Oh, man.
Wow.
I just feel bad for people that have to stay. I mean, if you're living on a serious budget and you're, for whatever reason, forced to stay. It happens.
But at least Ted Cummings stayed there. I hope he had a shitty room.
Knowing that asshole, he got the room with a microwave and a fridge without even asking
in the,
for
the
it.
In the wall outlets. The outlet covers.
Jesus. Oh, my God. Super 8. Have you stayed in Motel 6, by the way?
Not in a long, long time.
Because I'm thinking back now. I think I stayed at a Motel 6. And when I pulled the covers back, and I was already thinking, I think I'm sleeping on top of the covers, not in the covers. But I pulled it back just to take a look, and a roach scurried out.
Oh. Yeah. I would never sleep on top of the blanket, though.
Well, I think I decided to sleep in the chair.
Really?
I think I pulled the – what did I do? I had a blanket or something from the closet, which had burns in it. But I think I just put that on top of myself in the chair and just crashed in the chair. I was exhausted. I was driving from Charlotte to Boston to go to work. And I wasn't planning on staying the night, but it was too long a drive. And so I think it was...
Sleep in your car.
Yeah, it was a school. I just couldn't find an area I felt comfortable sleeping in the car. I don't know. I worry about sleeping in the car.
Really?
I just feel vulnerable, like somebody can just bust the window and you're screwed.
Yeah, I suppose.
Well, so a lot of good advertising for the Super 8. Super 8 changed the world. How do they stay in business with shit bags
because
like this?
Sometimes you need to buy a $40 room.
I know. Is it $40 they charge for this privilege?
Well, let me check. See if there's $44 at that one.
I wonder if they got new mattresses, how soon they'd be urine soaked. Well, isn't that a good question?
Drew, that's laughable. They're never going to get new mattresses. But it is funny to think that a Super 8 at one time was new.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Like they actually built a new one.
I mean, I wonder if management ever said, God, if we just had mattresses that weren't urine soaked, the rooms wouldn't smell so bad. People would never see the mattresses being urine soaked. It'd be so much more. I don't know, just be a much more inviting room. And the response is, yeah, but you get a new mattress, they're going to be urine soaked in no time. So what's the difference?
Like people are looking to go to a Super 8 just to take a
leak.
Ugh.
Oh boy.
Funny, I looked up the Super 8.
Gross.
That I stayed at in Columbus, Ohio. It has a lower rating than those two hotels, the ones in Oklahoma.
Must have some good comments.
2.8. I'll look. I'll see if there's anything.
Oh, 2.8? So they actually get fours occasionally.
This is the one that where the elevator smelled like urine.
That's probably common.
It was one of those things where we got tickets to my buddy got tickets to the Ohio State Michigan. And we're like, we need a place to stay.
Yeah, we won't be there long.
Only place that
we'll be out almost the whole time. Just need a place to crash.
Let's see. I had
the problem is finding 6 feet to crash in a room like that.
Oh, gross. 1 star. I had to get a room, and this room had a huge bed in it for one person. The others around the room were loud, not having a care in the world for other people. The phone in the room didn't work at all. Who uses a hotel phone?
Nobody.
I mean, everybody has a cell phone now. Hardly any channels.
Well, they give you such great rates if you use the hotel phone. Oh, yeah. So that's why.
Hardly any channels on the TV had volume. Outlets were too far away from the bed. I couldn't even hear my alarm with the volume all the way up to wake up. And no free breakfast. What a joke. Overall, the room was really nice and clean. My feet... Wait.
Really?
Yeah, I guess. My feet were not black on the bottom after walking around all night in the room without shoes on. Ugh.
Ooh. Ugh.
Most of these are about the service. I'll see if I can find a gross.
I mean, it's stunning that some of these hotels never replace the carpeting. They never get new sheets. They never get a new mattress. I mean, holy shit. How brutal can these places be? How does... I'm just amazed with reviews like that anyone stays in them. I'm just amazed they stay in business.
Follow the bouncing ball on this one. I went there 1 week. There were smoking rooms. The next weekend, I went back, and the guy I spoke to didn't even speak English. He told me there wasn't smoking. That's it. 1 star.
Why not have smoking rooms in a hotel? That's shitty. Yeah. What good does it do to keep the smoke out?
The worst hotel ever. It should be boarded up and shut down. Unclean, unprofessional, dorm room beds. A hole in the wall.
Yeah, don't they have inspectors that go to hotels? Should they? I mean, it seems like they would, right?
They probably show them the one nice room.
The one with the microwave and the refrigerator?
For the very start, our visit was not good. My fiance and I traveled all the way up from North Carolina. We made a reservation for 4 nights a week prior. After our lengthy drive, we finally made it to our destination here. We checked in around 3:45 p.m., and our room was not ready. We waited about 15 to 20 minutes.
At a shitbag place like that, your room is always ready because it always sucks. Doesn't matter.
Waited 15 to 20 minutes before our room was getting done. I rushed into the room to use the restroom. After a long drive, it can be assumed how badly I had to go. I reached to get the toilet paper. Anybody care to guess what's going to happen next?
There's no toilet paper.
No, there's toilet paper. It was soaking wet.
It's wet. I knew it.
I then went for the wrapped roll that was wet as well. Not exactly sure how that happened. My fiance then turned on the air conditioner, and it was the loudest squeal I've ever heard. Maintenance was there promptly, but the issue was never resolved. We left for a few hours and came back. It was about 11:30 p.m. We heard a huge party outside our room, motorcycle engines being revved, screaming and music being blasted. We looked out the window to see hundreds of people right outside our window, all with alcohol in their hand. And then called the front desk, and they assured us it would reside shortly.
Oh, great.
After about 15 minutes, I decided to check the reviews to see if this was something unusual for this place. Then I found multiple reviews about bed bugs.
Oh, no.
I checked our mattress to find the most disgusting infestation of bed bugs ever. Oh. We packed up our belongings and went straight to the desk to get a refund.
Oh.
I sent a lady back to the room who reassured us it was definitely bed bugs. We left and got our refund. It was 2 a.m. before we voted.
Thank you so much for raiding the room with bed bugs, you bitch. God.
Oh.
Oh, yeah, that's bed bugs, room 24. Oh, yeah, no doubt. Thanks a lot.
Mm.
Oh, that's so nice. That's just beautiful.
Those are great.
Oh. Well, I guarantee you there's inspectors who are paid by the state who probably are supposed to go to all these places. I mean, that should be shut down. That's disgusting.
Well, I would think it would have
fucking
to.
Fucking pigs.
Wouldn't you think it would have to for bed bugs?
Yes.
Yeah.
I mean, not to mention the pigs who contribute to all this crap by just whizzing in the fucking mattress. I mean, what, people that can I just would think the difference between people that can afford a $40 room and a $400 room, I wouldn't think it'd be a matter of, like, every $40 person is going to pee in the mattress or has kids who are going to.
About another
going. I mean, there's maybe a slight difference, but I wouldn't think it'd be that bad.
Just gross. Showed the guy at the front desk a video of several bed bugs, and he banned me from staying at the establishment.
Thank you. Thank you very much. I give my money back. I'll take my ban.
As if I would ever go again. Just horrible. Horrible. I love that.
You're
check out this video.
Banned for
you're banned for
who found the bed bugs, you asshole?
How the hell do you piss?
What's they have a picture of the Who and him at all their hotels?
Yes.
How do you piss in the bed though? Because you would have to sleep in that, so it almost thinks that you would have. You'd almost think you'd have to get
before
up
you
in
leave
that.
The next morning. I guess you do it.
You're awake. You're sober. You're getting. You're packed and ready to leave. As my final move.
Or if it's the one was a double room, so maybe they just pissed on the other bed, and then next time somebody slept in that bed and pissed at the other one.
The room's gonna stink. God, they must do it in the morning.
This guy's bitching about the vending machine.
Wait, let me guess. The food inside the vending machine is like 4 years old.
We stayed here and tried to purchase something out of the vending machines. They are just horrible. The snacks looked awful in that cage. This is a representation of the place. They need to just not have it.
I mean, you think you can trust vending machines, for Christ's sake?
Oh, this is funny. Now there's a whole bunch in a row. This must have been an issue a couple of years ago. It looks like somebody paid for a homeless man to stay there. You know, good Samaritan, it's 9 degrees out. They took the money and then kicked the homeless guy out.
Oh, nice.
So there's just a string about, you know, kicking homeless people out.
I thought the story was going to be about what the homeless guy did to the room.
No, they wouldn't even let him go. They banned him from the establishment. He's the guy that took video.
When I worked at Wayne County Government, down at one of the buildings in downtown Detroit, homeless people would get in there all the time. To use the bathrooms.
Really?
Sweet.
Because you could go in. And, you know, yeah. And there was always the war stories about, you know, the one that got in overnight or something and then like smeared shit all over the walls and the mirrors, you know, kind of thing.
Gross.
I just had a general employee announcement. Don't go to the bathrooms on the fourth floor today.
Dr. Disgusto lives.
He's homeless now, Dr. Disgusto.
Oh, man.
1 star. Found several pubes in my bed.
Ah.
The room was very dirty. There was old cereal and a piece of a chicken wing wedged inside of the air conditioning unit. Also, the security follows you around and makes you feel like you're in prison. The shower was all clogged up and raised up as soon as you turned it on, and it made soup of all the last guests that showered.
Oh. They put you. I love how they put you in this shithole, and the security guy chases you around like you're the bad guy.
Oh, what a disgusting!
Why don't you have security following your cleaning people around, you pigs?
Nothing like a previous guest soup in the shower.
Oh man, oh, gross! Jesus Christ!
Help us. It was temporarily shut down 2 years ago due to prostitution.
Oh great! Oh, that means black lights would just have a field day in those rooms. God, is that gross.
Who put the chicken wing in the air conditioner?
call this weird couple, by the way, that's been on 200 cruises a record for
sure.
the
Why not?
Carnival Cruise Line? They have been on, in 15 years, they've been on 200 cruises. So they go on like 13 cruises a year.
They must be loaded. Yeah, what do they do for a living?
Spend the big bucks. They're retired, I'm pretty sure. Look like an older couple.
They just get a job on the cruise ship if they like it that much.
If you got the money and the time.
They just get their own boat.
Go somewhere else. Well, that I can understand.
You know, no, I'd rather be on a cruise, you know, walk around, do what you want.
Maybe they like people. Yeah, they like buffets.
Yeah, they like buffets.
They like urine-filled pools.
Like, they like casinos.
Near their home.
How about casinos?
Well, it just seems like you could live near all that stuff.
How about bingo at 1 o'clock in the afternoon? You know, but some people like that.
I wonder if they go on the same route. You think they go on the same route?
No, they got to go to Western Caribbean.
Maybe yeah,
go
but
to
they've been on 13 this past year.
Maybe they go to Alaska.
I mean, are there 200 different cruises available?
No.
I wouldn't think so.
Oh. Not if they're going on. Wait, did you say they go on Carnival too?
Yeah, on Carnival. They're actually honored by Carnival on this cruise. Their picture was up all over the boat, apparently.
I would hope so.
I went on a Carnival cruise once. I will never go on another Carnival cruise.
Why?
It was bad.
I went on Royal Caribbean.
Yeah, I've been on the Celebrity X cruise line, and that was really nice. Really good. But I have no desire to go on a Carnival.
Some music
cruise.
For our cruisers? Like Sea Cruise or.
Ooh-wee.
Love Boat?
Oh.
Is that Love Boat?
Best.
Love Boat.
Best what?
Great show. Great theme. Funny. Love hearing it. Ted Lang. Is it? Love. Gopher.
They're not currently on a cruise right now, are they?
They could be.
I don't think. Probably.
I wonder if they get the soda package, like I got when I went on.
Soda package? What's that?
Oh, you could drink soda.
Wait.
Oh, that's them.
We will get back to you as soon as we can. Please leave a message at the tone. Thank you.
Bernard, Janice, hi. It's Drew and Mark and Maz. We're on our radio show. We heard about your incredible record for cruises.
Congratulations.
Nice. Yeah, congrats. We heard
Hello.
You were... Oh, hey, Janice!
Why aren't you on a cruise?
We going shortly.
On voyage.
You guys, well, now, what is it about these cruises? We're calling from our radio show here in Detroit, and we were reading about you in USA Today, and we were just amazed. What is it about going on cruises that keeps you guys going? It's like an average of 13 cruises a year.
Crew members.
You like the crew?
Believe it or not, crew members.
Nice.
Really?
They make it that special?
Yeah, we do the same ship. Because we have completed our bucket list for traveling, so there's no place left to go. But we love to cruise, and we love the crew.
Wow.
And
what's the name
so
of the boat?
Go back, pardon?
What's the name of the ship?
We go on the Liberty.
The Liberty.
Yeah.
And,
Carnival Liberty.
And what's so special about the crew?
Well, Carnival is the only cruise line that allows the crew members to interact with you. So they don't have to turn around and keep looking over their shoulder and wondering if a supervisor is going to come over and yell at them or something. They are actually, you know, encouraged to do it. So therefore, we get to know about them. We know about their families. We know, you know, about their life, their country, their culture. And it's amazing. It's like traveling around the world every time we go.
But Janice, do you know the captain?
We do.
Whoa!
Really?
You eat at the captain's table?
Let me guess, he's Greek.
No, Italian.
No, same difference.
Wow, the captain actually socializes with the passengers as well.
Exactly. When they walk through, they'll talk to passengers, they'll say hello, everything else. But because we're a diamond status, which is the highest status.
Whoa! Well.
You have a private party with him on every cruise.
Now, yeah. what
Does
else
he get wild?
No. We aren't drinkers or anything either, so.
Oh, you save money there.
Well,
yep.
I want to know more about diamond status. What else does diamond status give you besides, you know,
all the bingo you can do?
No. It varies from ship to ship. And there's a lot of things that they do. They give you little freebies here and there. It just depends from ship to ship. And there's no special pricing or anything like that. Anybody who's telling you that is not telling you the truth.
Do people know your diamond status? Is there something you wear, a badge or something?
So yeah,
wear
a diamond? Special card. It's a white sparkly card.
Oh, so you get special. So the crew sees that immediately and they know to start kissing your butt.
Right.
Well,
right.
I think they know them.
Wow.
Did you ever accidentally pull that out on land? Like, I didn't mean to pull this diamond.
Doesn't mean anything.
Yeah, spread
on
out.
On land.
What's been your favorite trip so far?
Probably one of the things I enjoyed the most was going to Cartagena, Colombia.
Yeah.
Colombia. That's I was not expecting to hear Colombia. What was so special about that?
Cocaine.
Well, architecture and culture.
Yeah.
Was there any concern about Colombia's known for a lot of other things too. Was there any concern about that?
Oh yeah. You're close. Yeah. They were there. They had machine guns. Yeah. Oh. They were in uniform. Mm. Oh yeah.
Oh,
but
boy.
You know, you don't wander away.
Did you cling to Bernard and while you were in Colombia?
No.
No, or the captain.
No.
Do you guys gamble on these cruises?
On occasion.
Hmm. Huh. How do you pass the time? I mean, that's a lot of time to spend on a boat.
Yeah, we spend our time with crew members. We literally spend our time with crew members.
No,
they know every little place where we'll be. They know where our favorite seating place is. We read a lot also. But they know where to find us, and they always come and find us.
Do you tip well or no? Because you've been on there so long, it's like, they're family. We don't tip family.
No, you do. You do. Because that's their wage.
Of course.
I see.
Do you ever get seasick?
No.
Never?
Man, no. Would they go on 200 cruises if they got seasick?
I mean, there's got to be some bad weather sometimes.
Oh, yeah, there's been bad weather, but we've never gotten seasick.
Oh, good
Janice,
for you.
I bet you they make the most incredible towel art for you when you get to the room.
Yeah, actually, we tell them no, not to.
What?
They used to do it all the time, and then we keep saving them because when they do it, you hate to destroy it, you know? So, but then you run out of room for it, so we tell them not to. We try and make it as easy for them as possible.
I'm looking at a picture of Bernard and Janice, and they are wearing their badges, and there seems to be respect. There's a crew member standing by, almost like Secret Service.
It's like Gopher.
are there crew members around you at all times because of your status?
No.
No?
No.
Look at him. He's standing at attention. He's got his hands behind his back, and there's Janice and Bernard looking at the camera, and he's almost, it's like he's trying to not be... He's not trying not to disturb them, but he also seems to be protecting them in some way.
Does Bernard wear his own captain's hat when he walks around the ship? Like he owns the joint?
No, we don't need protection.
They've got the diamond status. What else do they need? My God.
Well, a captain's hat's pretty cool.
Do other passengers ever get jealous of your diamond status and feel the crew is spending too much time with you?
Some people do. Yes,
they do.
I do have to admit that. Some people do.
So there is some controversy associated with diamond status.
Yeah.
Jealousy.
People
look at that
like
lanyard that they have.
Nippity with it, yeah. But you just say, hey, heck, you know.
Yeah, when you've been on 200 cruises.
When you get there, you'll know it.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, we're not the only diamonds that are treated nicely. They're, you know, most diamonds are.
Yeah, it's these pikers that have been on two cruises, and they ought to be treated like diamond status. To hell with them. They'll figure it out.
Now, do a lot of your friends go on with these? Do you get deals for your friends and stuff to go on with you?
No.
No?
No, you don't get deals.
No deals?
No, there is no deal.
Yeah, she's emphasized
that. You get the same pricing
heavily.
As everybody else does.
You're kidding.
Uh-uh.
So what ports does the Liberty go to?
Port Canaveral.
Yeah, and where does it stop at?
It strictly does the Bahamas. That's it.
Oh.
Yeah. Oh. But that's why I said we don't get off the ship. We don't care where we go. But Port Canaveral is one of the, it's probably the best port in the state of Florida.
Now, have you been to the Guy Fieri hamburger joint on the ship?
Yes.
Yeah? Does it, do you like that place? Does it have a lot of sauce?
It's, we don't eat it. We've tried it, but we don't eat it.
Don't let Guy Fieri know that. You should get it kicked out since you're diamond members. Say, we don't like this place. Blow Fieri
no,
off
the
ship.
No, it's not that. It's just that we have to, because we travel so much, we have to be careful how we eat.
Now, can you give us an instance of where you have thrown your weight around as a diamond member to maybe get somebody fired or...
Never.
No, really?
No.
Because there was some...
We're known for being nice people, not rotten people.
I thought I read a comment somewhere. Somebody said that they throw their weight around a little bit, but other than that,
never.
They're really nice. No?
No, we've never thrown our weight around. There's... Well, you know, first of all, would you want to be treated that way if you were far away from your family and trying to earn a living?
No, of course not.
No.
Yeah.
No.
But I see.
But I'm just, not Diamond.
I'm just looking at this guy who's guarding you, obviously, even though you don't think he is. And he looks a little jumpy. I don't know. I think he's a little nervous by your status.
Never.
No? Okay.
No.
Maybe I've got it wrong, but just I'm going by some of the people's comments, that's all.
Some people's comments?
Well, just that some people are a little jumpy around. They're a little worried because you might maybe would throw your weight around. Apparently.
Oh my goodness! Yeah, never.
I know, but some you know people are impossible.
We're normal people. We're normal everyday people. We don't believe in keeping up with the Joneses. We don't believe in.
I know, Jess,
everything
but...
that's happened. You know, like we were the first to do 100 cruises on one ship. Okay,
wow.
We were the
yeah,
first to do 200 cruises altogether on Carnival. It just happened. It wasn't planned. It just happened.
Maybe it's the badge that intimidates people a little bit. They just think you throw your weight around because they see the badge all the time. Because it looks like that badge never leaves your blouse.
Well, because you need it.
Yeah,
right.
You need it for whatever you're doing on the ship.
Muscle.
You have to have it.
You think they would know you even without the badge?
I'm sorry, I didn't get.
They probably would know you without the badge,
it's
right,
me, Janice?
A lot of people recognize us. Yeah, even here in our hometown, they recognize us. We've had
Wait,
a lot
really?
Of people.
Do you wear the badge at your hometown while
no,
on land?
No,
okay.
They just recognize us.
Janice, but isn't there part of you that's like, you know, you pretty much own the ship. Don't you want to flex your muscle a little bit, like have them clear out the Lido deck so you and Bernard can do a little swimming at night, nude or something?
You ever get to drive the boat?
No.
Do you get to steer it?
I told you, we're just normal, everyday people.
You can't
we don't
steer the boat?
Don't create
okay,
problems.
I'm just going to give you one thing somebody said, is that when you're in line, you know, because it's kind of like cattle when you're getting on and off the ship. Apparently, is there a VIP line that you guys get to bud in front of everybody? There is. Okay.
Yes.
That's some people, I guess, view that as throwing your weight around. They don't understand.
Well,
these people have been on 10 cruises.
That's the way they do it. We're not throwing our weight around by no means. That's the way it's done.
Apparently
it's done by certain levels.
They must think you're involved in policymaking because you've been on so many cruises.
It's
I don't
just
know.
Jealousy anyway.
Yeah, people are. They've been on 10 cruises. Yeah. And I think there's something special. You've been on 200. My God.
Actually, 242.
Whoa!
Yeah. Well, you
We've
should
got
probably
42 cruises with other cruise lines.
You might want to have your attorneys call USA Today. They said they mentioned your 200th cruise, so they
with
got this
Carnival.
Wrong.
That was on
with
Carnival.
Carnival.
Okay.
That's on Carnival.
Oh, Carnival. Okay.
Have you gone to Alaska on a cruise?
Yes, we have.
How you like that?
I'm probably the only person in the world that didn't like Alaska.
Oh, man.
Oh no.
No.
Too
no.
dark.
Dark.
I didn't find anything exciting about
what?
It.
What?
Now there's another charge. Insane. Some people are claiming that you have your own dinghy or lifeboat because you're a Diamond
no.
member. Is that true?
You don't
true?
Have your own
no.
monogram
no.
life vest?
I got to let you know, too, there are over 5,000 Diamond members.
Okay.
Yeah, but not, you know.
Not what, 200?
Do you want to make a platinum level just for you and Bernard?
No, platinum level is below the diamond level.
Really?
No.
What would be above
Is
diamond?
There another
above
status diamond? You can reach? I mean, how do you keep reaching for things if there's no further status?
They're saying they're changing the program, and it's supposed to be this year, but of
Good.
Course nobody knows what's happening.
Now, did you get involved in creating that new status?
No.
No. Okay.
No. Nope.
Again.
Do you have a hotline number to call to book your cruises?
We get a private number for Diamonds to call, yes.
Yeah, see? Wow. That's a lot of status. That's no wonder people are so jealous. And you got
would
the
you
VIP
ever go on a
entrance.
Disney cruise?
Which one?
A Disney cruise. Would you ever
no,
be caught
Disney.
Dead on there?
No, not Disney.
Like if you get the Norwalk virus, do you get antibiotics first if you're in the Diamond Club?
No, with all of our cruises, it's never happened to us.
Hmm. Well, that's
We've
fortunate.
Never been on a ship that did.
Okay, now some people are saying also the buffet line that you're allowed to cut to the front of the buffet line. Is that true?
No.
They don't go to the buffet.
Okay, why are people throwing all these charges?
Probably have a diamond buffet.
Got these nice people, the diamond members, they can't help it.
You don't have to eat with other people, though, when you're a diamond member, do you? You know how they seat people together?
You are allowed to tell them
if you ask them that
you want a table for two or whatever. Yeah.
And how long do you exercise that
every time.
That special treatment?
You get it every time.
Yeah.
Every time.
We have the
oh.
same table every oh. time for dinner.
Yeah,
you
don't want to meet the other people on the cruise. God.
No, we meet them.
No,
we talk
no,
to them.
Don't.
We have a good time with them.
Except the jealous ones.
And then you walk away from them.
Exactly. Oh. Yeah, some people, they see that special table. They know it's Harold and Janice's table.
Where
I think some people,
now?
Some people scoff.
They're with the captain, obviously. Yeah.
Yeah, we're Harold and Janice. Yeah, of course there was the captain. Well, you know, people are just so jealous, I guess. But it's really, what a great honor for you guys, and you've worked so hard for it.
Yeah, well, I can't say we worked hard for it because we certainly didn't work. But
well, but you worked to have
enjoyed
the,
it.
Yeah, to have the ability to go on this many cruises, somebody worked hard.
Right, right. It's what we like to do. You know, when you live in Florida, people golf 5 times a week. We prefer to go on a cruise.
That's good. Exactly. Save you money. You don't need
the
golf.
Do you go to all the shows they put on the boat?
We have, yes. Yeah. Sometimes we've gone to them many, many times.
Now, the members put on talent shows occasionally, don't they? The people on the cruise?
No.
Does that ever happen?
The crew members? No.
Oh, maybe that was at, where was that? Hedonism or somewhere? Probably not somewhere you guys would go. Anyway, well, yeah, because I heard that you guys got to judge the talent show or something like that, but I guess that's another false charge.
Have you ever been on stage on the boat?
Yes.
No. What was that situation?
For this one, they surprised us and called us up on the stage to give us a special award.
Nice.
Wow.
And,
did you demand they clear the Lido deck then?
No. And then when we did the 100 cruises on the Sensation, which was the first time anybody had done 100 cruises on one ship, they also called us up on stage on the Welcome Aboard show. And they told us, we said, you'd better be at that show because normally we didn't go to it. So we did, and they called us up, and they presented us with a flag, a ship flag, all signed by everybody on the ship.
Wow.
And it was made with special teak wood from the ship.
Hmm. No, and teak wood from the ship.
Put into special glass that didn't, the air couldn't get through.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. Well,
now, were there some boos when you got that award? I heard there were a couple boos. Is that true?
No,
just all cheering? Okay.
Do you call
we've never had been booed, no.
Oh, good.
Do you call the people that...
so jealous.
No, they are. I can't believe this story is so wrong.
The people that have rooms in the back of the boat, do you call them aft holes?
No. Mark? That's terrible.
No?
Mark.
Well, that's called the aft.
Yeah, the aft is that part of the boat.
Yes, I know.
It's a reasonable question.
Has your stomach ever been in knots on a cruise? Over some of the
it's another bad one, Mark.
Oh, no. Not this again.
Yeah, I can't remember.
Janice, did you ever beep the horn, honk the ship's horn?
No.
Come on.
That should be part of the diamond treatment, in my opinion.
You should do that, Janice.
This is an amazing story. I'm glad we got to straighten out so many of the misperceptions about the diamond status. And I'm looking forward to hearing about your next cruise.
I do have to tell you that there are some diamonds who can be very demanding and very nose in the air. So that is a truth there.
Yeah, and they unfortunately, that reflects on you guys as diamond members. That's not fair because you guys, you don't want to be booed every time you collect your next award.
Once people get to know us, they know we're not like that at all.
Of course.
So.
Yeah, that's great.
I appreciate you picking up the phone for us.
No, thank you.
Yeah, that was great.
I appreciate you.
And thanks to Bernard, too. Maybe we can talk to him next time.
Yeah.
When's your next trip?
It's coming up pretty soon.
All right, enjoy
it. It's always coming up
soon. Enjoy all that.
Bon voyage.
Thank you.
Have a great time, Janice. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
We'll call you again.
All right, there she is, the very humble Janice. Janice Caffrey.
She is a pretty
nice lady.
So many misperceptions about their diamond status.
I know they're like the nicest people.
What are those people thinking?
They were booed, apparently. That's the allegation, but she says it didn't happen.
The talent show? I mean, how did that happen at the talent show?
I don't know. And this idea that they bud in front of line for the buffet, not true also. A lot of things. I'm glad that we got to talk to them and straighten this out.
They would, they would never eat at the buffet.
They have their own table. The same table every meal. Of course those people are pissed. Oh, look at Janice and Bernard at their own table. Yeah.
Waltzing in 10 minutes after dinner starts.
Yeah. Yeah, we're going to say, oh, no, that's Janice and Bernard's table. I'm sorry. I don't think so. First order of business is, Brandon, what happened to your laptop?
It's crazy. I don't know.
And he's gone!
Exactly. Essentially, I was on my way to work this morning, and I swung my arm back to check for my laptops. Multiple, plural. One for personal use here, and the other one is through my company. And I didn't feel anything, and so I turned around, I drove back home, and on my way back home, I'm thinking, I don't remember taking them out of my truck, which is...
I don't even have a fucking computer.
Which is unusual. Normally, I try to, keep them in the house as much as possible. I don't
like
to
leave things
in the vehicle.
Is your truck locked?
Yeah, I think.
Whoa. Oh, so there's sign of a break-in?
Well, I ended up getting home. I'm looking all throughout the house. I can't find them. And so I realized they're gone. Someone took them. And so now I'm trying to figure out when the last time I had them or I saw them was, and I knew that I saw them like Friday.
And it's God.
So I had to call the police, and the Oakland County Sheriffs came out there and had to write up a report and everything, and I had to describe it. You know, they wanted serial numbers because apparently, you know, they can trace these things not only when they're
Do people
sold.
Actually have the serial numbers? Do
no
people,
way.
Well, yeah, they're on the back of the laptop.
Yeah, people write them down.
No, no one writes them down unless you're anal.
You should write them down because they can track them.
They're, did you have them written down?
No.
Okay.
No, I did not.
Trying to make a point.
So I. But I mean, not just when they sell them to like pawn shops or sell them online or anything, but when even those purchasers fire them up and use them, you can trace it.
Yeah.
So I did not have them. I was looking for the serial numbers feverishly. I could not find them. So all I could really go about was describing what they look like. They both look the same. They're laptops, except mine, the personal one, has a big Drew and Mike podcast sticker
Sweet.
On it.
Sweet.
So I gave them that information and I said, yeah, good luck. No idea.
Wait, they didn't say, you're Brandon?
No, they did not.
Emphasis on
they didn't the even
Don.
Mention the podcast.
Does this story have an end?
they didn't even reference the podcast?
No, they didn't.
Not even the Drew and Mike show on WRIF?
Well, I mean, when I said the sticker, he seemed to at least know the
I think he said.
Oh, sounds like a great one.
Yeah. So anyway, I ended up going into work late.
Enforcement is huge with the show. I can't believe they weren't more curious.
Remember when my jacket got stolen and the Westland police found it?
Yes. Very quickly.
Spotted it on a guy who should not have been wearing it. He's like, that's Trudy's jacket.
I ended up getting in there late, and I got a phone call about an hour, 2 hours later, and it was a detective who said, hey, we got your laptop.
Cool.
And I said, no. I said, no way. Apparently, what had happened was... On Friday, I was designated drove because I was drunk, and Kristen drove, and we came back to the house, and so I was going to blame her for not locking the doors, but apparently I went back in to go grab something, so I must have left it unlocked, and somebody was just, you know, perusing my neighborhood, you know, the dangerous streets of Rochester, Michigan, and they were going door to door to break into cars and garages, and they took my laptops. Well,
how'd they get in the garage?
They didn't go into my garage. That shit's locked up tight. And but apparently they got into other garages. But
wait, why isn't your truck in the garage?
Because I have my side of the garage is kind of it's like a work area, workbench and stuff like that, tools.
Oh, is that what that side's for?
That's what I prefer it for. Yeah, otherwise
You're
I would
not
have
supposed
no...
to be a space for a vehicle there.
Well, Kristen's vehicle's on the right hand side, and my area is on the left hand.
Where's
side.
Her work area?
She doesn't have one.
Really?
Yeah.
There's
house.
No area in the house. So
in the kitchen.
So it's really a one-car garage.
Essentially. But it's a big garage, but I just can't fit my truck in there. There's too much shit. I have too much junk. I'm a hoarder or something like that.
If someone was to reorganize a garage, could it fit in there?
No, because of my workbench.
So
and
if
my
when
tools.
You list a house, it'll be a one-car garage?
Unless they... Well, no, it'll be two, because I'm going to take my workbench with me, because that shit's nice.
So the house you're moving to, can you call that a one-car garage?
I'll have a pole barn by then. I'll have a pole barn.
What is your work area? Well, how big is your... What are you doing in there?
It's a cobbler.
Yeah.
Shoemaker.
I don't know. It could be anything. I got a workbench, and I work on things. Stuff for the house, stuff for the yard.
What's the last thing you worked on?
Can you bring some evidence of your work in here? I'm curious. Since a vehicle can't get in its special place, it seems like there's got to be some productive activity going on.
I'm currently working on some doors in the house.
Oh, that's right. You're doing your doors.
Yeah. See, Trudy's got it.
What's She's happening to the
back.
Doors?
We're going to be replacing some of them. And then I also broke some doorknobs. But this is beyond the point.
How'd you break a doorknob?
How many doorknobs did you break?
Hulked.
Just one, but I want to replace multiple, so I'm doing work in there. We're totally skewed from where we're supposed to be going in this story.
By you.
It is awkward sometimes being interviewed by Drew.
So anyway,
some probing questions.
Some tool gets pulled over.
A bit of information leads to more probing questions. I want to know what's up with the doorknobs in your house. What's wrong with the doorknobs?
I pushed on one, and... like the entire lock went inside and it fell inside, so I just got to fix it.
About the other ones? You said
that takes about 5 minutes.
Well, I want to replace them all. That way they match. You know.
Okay, that takes what? Maybe a half hour to do all that. Hour.
But it's also like the front. Door,
what were you doing this weekend? You had a bunch of time off.
Doorknobs match in my house. I've never even looked or cared. Does that matter? Do people judge you on your doorknobs?
Some do. Sure.
Really?
Sure.
Wow.
Matters to Kristen.
Oh, or, well, okay. That's all you needed to say.
She wants everything to look nice. So anyway, some thieving ass bag got pulled over, I guess, Saturday morning. So this goes way back, because in my head...
So it was already retrieved before you even reported it.
Correct. So the whole time I'm blaming your house. I'm like, oh, it's probably somebody in front of Drew's house.
And oh, then, I didn't know that part of it. That's very interesting.
Yeah, I didn't learn this until I actually went to go pick it up. But apparently some guy got pulled over, and he didn't have a driver's license. And so they searched his vehicle because he was driving without a license. And they found a wallet. Hey, it didn't belong to him. And along with that wallet came stolen credit cards and a whole bunch of other crap. They emptied the vehicle, and among them was one of my stolen laptops, my personal one, not my work one.
I would have thought
this work one.
This work one.
This
yes.
one.
I thought the police would have contacted the podcast by now to say,
I know.
One of your listeners or employees.
Well, I heard that there's so many laptops with that sticker on it that you just can't.
Maybe. Yeah. I don't know. Somebody's asking me about stickers. Are we offering stickers now? Is that...
Joe, are we ordering more stickers? Do we need to? Joe, don't forget to order more stickers.
At least it didn't burn down this time. At least just some things got stolen.
Oh, my God. That is the weakest silver lining ever. At least my garage didn't burn down this time.
Poor Brandon. Has had
I'm
some
intrigued
bad times
by this
lately.
Work area. I really would like to see
Dude,
this.
I might have pictures of it. It's pretty tits.
Could you bring in some pictures of your work, too, so we can see what's being...
Crafted?
Well, that could be anything. I could be working
the doorknobs.
On like, a
but
video
the doorknob,
game.
Do you have do you need the workbench in the garage to work on the doorknobs?
Well, no, but I like taking stuff out there. Plus, I got a whole TV out there, and it's sweet. It's a nice setup.
You want to see pictures, you want to see pictures of my work that still is not completed?
Wait, hold on. I just want to ask one more thing. Are you going to turn your garage into, like, those places in Dearborn where the garages turn into sliding glass doors because they turn into, their, like, party rooms, not garages?
Oh, those are cool.
Well, see, that's the basement.
Unless it's your neighbor. But
yeah, they're very popular with some people. I think there's ordinances now against them. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
They have a couple of stores that specialize in that kind of garden or like garage flip kind of a thing.
Garage flip.
So,
is that really a term?
Well, yeah.
I like it.
Where you pimp out your garage.
Yeah.
I don't know. The basement of the house is kind of the man cave area. That's where everything's nice. But in the garage, that's where I can get shit dirty. You know, I just redid my bathroom, and so that took a lot of stuff, you know, cutting up pipes.
Did you retile it and everything?
Not yet. That's the one thing I haven't done because I have a stupid boat. It's a long story. No one wants to hear about it. But that's the one thing I haven't done is the flooring.
Are you capable of tiling?
I'm capable of calling up people to help me.
Right down
come over sometime, Drew. We'll hang out in the garage, have a couple beers, and watch television.
Can we invite your neighbor over?
Marcus?
Yeah.
Oh, hell yeah.
How is Marcus? How are his fantasy teams doing?
They're great. He's going to win a ton of money like he always does.
Can you invite me over and we'll hang out in the basement?
Basement's tits TV? Too, man. I mean, I'm telling you.
Why would you rather hang out outside if you and Drew aren't going to be building something or working on doorknobs?
Because I smoke cigarettes outside and I don't smoke in the house.
You don't smoke in the house?
Hell no.
Whose house? Why not? Does Kristen have a problem with it?
No, even if Kristen didn't live there, I wouldn't smoke in the house. I just don't want to smoke in the house. I don't want to.
I think Kristen is just... This much to do with it, maybe?
Make it really spread small those space. Fingers a little bit more. That much?
This much? Brandon. Okay.
No, but you guys should come over. The basement's sweet, man. I got arcade games down there.
Can Drew smoke down there?
Arcade games. I don't want to smoke in Brandon's house.
Whose house?
Brandon's. Kristen's house. I'm sorry.
Whose name's first on the deed?
It's probably Kristen's.
Oh, man.
Hey, Kristen kicks ass. There's no denying Kristen's contribution.
It is her house. Jennifer Lopez's dad.
Ooh, really?
Oh, yeah. No, this is cool. I like this idea.
D-Lo. David Lopez.
Does he go by D-Lo?
Mm-hmm.
He
goes by really? Davey from the block.
Well, you know, the question was, why was Scientology always after Jennifer Lopez? It turns out her dad has been a Scientologist for 30 years.
So
really?
Why couldn't they use her dad to suck her in? Why'd they have to use Leah Remini
David
in Tom Cruise's wedding?
David Lopez has claimed to give hundreds of thousands of dollars to the shady religion, but refuses to leave it. He gave an interview to Radar Online that says Scientology wooed him into its bizarre teachings, and he invested a fortune on its wacky courses in a bid to gain superpowers. When I started getting into it was kind of scary, David confessed in an interview. Some of the things that were mentioned I had no knowledge of, like the reactive mind,
how you can go clear and what going clear was, he said. After a while, the fear went away and curiosity set in. Thought if I could conquer the reactive part of my being, I could probably do a lot better. I didn't care about business or stature. I just wanted to do it for myself, get more personal power. I achieved the condition of power.
That means he's an OT7?
I would think so. But he won't say how much he's given, just hundreds of thousands of dollars. He once lived.
Why is he so loaded, by the way? What did he do?
It doesn't
say. Scientology basically bankrupts anyone who is a heavy participant.
He once lived in a $1 million home in Pasadena, but the financial hardships caused by Scientology forced him to move to a cheaper residence.
What is wrong with these people? How could you allow yourself to be bankrupted by a church? And how could a church stand to do that to its people?
I know. Should we call?
I'm fucked up. Yeah, sure. Who do you want to call first? Let's call D-Lo.
D-Lo.
I don't know why I was really enjoying reading the Jim Jones book this weekend and referring to him as Jonesy in my tweets.
The stories you texted me were really good.
Yeah, Jonesy is wild, man. He was cuckoo. He was really on the Elvis drug plan. He loved the downers, but then, you know, if he had to do some work or had to speak or something, he was big on the amphetamines to fire himself up. Because really? Elvis had his attacks. He had his attack number one, attack number two. Those were amphetamines. Big time to jolt him in the morning.
Oh, yeah.
And then keep the jolt through the day. And then he had his third attack, which was the downers at like 3 a.m. to put him to sleep.
Really?
Yeah. And an incredible assortment. I mean, he got three envelopes a day.
Oh, my God.
I know. Isn't that bizarre?
Weren't painkillers, don't they give you constipation? Is that why Elvis?
Oh, yeah.
Elvis died with how much, Mark?
40 pounds.
Yeah. Impacted.
40 pounds of impacted feces.
It's so funny because now you see ads for if you have opioid constipation.
Yeah, they're basically talking to addicts, aren't they, really? Yeah. Hello?
Pain manager. Hello?
Hello? Yeah.
Is this David?
Hello. Yeah, how can I help you?
Hey, David, it's Drew and Mark and Trudy. We're calling from our broadcast in Michigan, and we want to ask you a few questions about the Church of Scientology, if you had a minute.
Oh, no, I don't have a minute. Thank you.
You don't? Yeah, we heard you were speaking out a little bit.
That's good.
I mean, would there be a better time to call, maybe?
Oh,
call
bye
back.
Bye.
I think we got disconnected.
D-Lo.
He sensed you were an SP.
But he sounds like he's an SP.
Why don't you tell him you're not an SP?
He wants out, doesn't he?
Wow. He's staying in, even though they've taken tons of money. What? He's
we have an incoming call? Oh, he's calling back. Hello, David. No? D-Lo?
What happened?
D-Lo.
What was your joke, Brandon?
It's kooky.
Brandon came up with D-Lo. What was the other one? What'd you just call him?
No, Davey from the Block.
Davey from the Block.
You know, she looks really good. I think she's a testament to how Scientology, not...
not being Scientology,
not to
how
join
good
Scientology
it is.
Because she looks better and she prospers. She has terrible judgment.
He's what?
It's going to voicemail.
Okay.
Oh, man.
We did talk to Jello's father for all of 10 seconds.
Wow.
He did not have a minute, allegedly. Reviewing the phone call, David Lopez, Davey from the Block, did not have a minute for us. It's unclear whether he is speaking out of the Church of Scientology. And he hung up the phone. Without saying goodbye.
Should I ask him about J-Lo?
What's the report that they do in Scientology?
Oh, knowledge
auditing?
Report?
Yeah. Knowledge report?
Yeah. I think we need to report him.
Well, he has to put one out or else one will be put out on him. Possibly.
We should call back and ask about Jennifer and Alex Rodriguez.
Yeah.
His son-in-law.
Yeah, he has a minute for that. I doubt
it. Or ask him who's in line.
By the way, they look so happy. So when is the moment come when they hate each other and they start saying ungodly things?
Pretty soon.
That one's got to blow up big time. Wouldn't that be hilarious if that worked?
Yeah. How often does he recycle A-Rod?
A-Rod,
he doesn't really recycle, does he?
No, he's...
He's a one-time use person?
I don't think... I think people learn the first time around. They don't want to go back.
Remember when Cameron Diaz was feeding him popcorn at the football
game? I know. He's had some really fine-looking women, no doubt about it.
He's got a great lineup. Not as good as Jeets.
We don't really know his full team photo, though.
Who, A-Rod or
Jeets? Yeah, A-Rod. We just know the ones, that, the public ones. But Jeets, it seems like people are more into Jeets' business.
Yeah.
I think A-Rod's pretty quiet. Or he tries to be anyway.
Was Jeets the one who would give a gift basket
yep.
to?
Yeah. Women who... Yeah, souvenir signed baseball. And
he'd also watch highlights nude and go, yeah, Jeets. Yeah, Jeets. Yeah, Jeets!
Really?
Yeah, swear.
Allegedly.
True story. No, true.
I'm going with it.
He also got on with Jorge Posada in his team room.
Oh, I forgot about that. I always forget about that part.
Do you know that story?
Yeah, that he's bi. I wonder if he and Aaron Hernandez ever got it on.
It's possible. Same part of the country.
They're both bi. Allegedly. I mean, what's the chance that a Yankee bat boy decides to come out and write a book about his gay life with Derek Jeter and Jorge Posada? Unbelievable.
It was just once in the steam room.
And the thing, the story is so absolutely ludicrous that they don't even bother to sue him. It's like, you know, if we just sue this guy, then it goes out everywhere that, you know, I was blowing this bat boy.
Remember they were going, I forgot about this part, they were going to a Mariah Carey concert. Right? It was a Mariah Carey
concert. I think
concert.
So. Yeah, I believe so.
And in order to keep his silence, they blew him in the car.
Yes.
Posada and Jeter blew the bad boy in the car.
Before the show.
Yeah. To keep to for his silence. Okay, here's
I would think people walking by would go, holy shit, I could swear I saw Derek Jeter blowing some guy in a car. And Jorge Posada was watching. And then Jorge Posada took his turn. It was bizarre. I can't fucking believe it.
You want to hear a list of A-Rod's
just
girls?
A big crowd around the car watching.
I know. They're putting on a show. And then they know, so they have to blow all of them for their silence.
Oh, my God. What a disaster.
It's like a Ponzi scheme. Giant pyramid.
There's a crowd around them to blow all those guys. They spend the whole show blowing the crowd in the parking lot.
A lockdown Madison
Square Park. You get them from here down, and I'll get the rest.
And they are the best at what they do. All right, so A-Rod was married to Cynthia for 4 years, or 6 years.
Yeah.
That's where he had his kids. Jocelyn Noelle Morse, she's a
score, she?
An exotic dancer from Scores.
Oh, he married her?
No, he just dated her. Oh, she's okay. Now a personal trainer. Madonna.
Who are you?
Yeah, Madonna, of course.
Madonna.
What about that chick he sent the note to in the stands during the playoff game?
Oh, yeah.
There's her. She was hot.
Melissa Britos. She is a model who worked in Bridal Fashion magazine. Bethany Frankel.
No, are you kidding?
Oh,
that's got to be a drunken one-nighter. He had to be just hammered, and she was the last chick at the party.
Kate Hudson.
Yeah, that's right.
I had a short romance with A-Rod. She reportedly ended it because he wouldn't stop calling Madonna. let's see. Elena Spotswood. Before being dumped by Kate Hudson, A-Rod reportedly started dating Spotswood, a South Florida model. It's part of a prominent real estate family. Blonde is 9 years younger than A-Rod. Cameron Diaz.
Yeah, J-Lo, one issue. J-Lo's 47. He's only 42. Hey. Going a little, you think he would go for the younger chicks?
Another fitness trainer. Tori Wilson, the wrestler, for 4 years.
The wrestler?
Yeah, from WWE.
He likes chicks that that work out.
Demi
Moore?
I guess, yeah.
It's got to be another one where he's at the party late. Slim Pickens.
Kiana Tracy, Australian model. This is the one. That's the chick that he hit on during the game.
Oh, okay.
That's her.
He did pursue that.
Through the baseball.
That actually did happen.
Uh-huh.
No kidding.
Juliana Huff? First Huff?
The dancer?
Yeah.
Wow, that's...
The Inquirer reported Huff only went out with A-Rod to make Ryan Seacrest jealous. Because she was dating Seacrest.
What?
Oh, my God. You know what?
Oh, my God. Does she have the worst taste?
Aaron Simmons, another model. Ew. Anne Wojcicki, a wealthy Northern California biologist who received billions in a divorce settlement from Sergey Brin, the co-founder of Google.
He just gave it up for her, just as a sort of pity.
Do you want money? And then
I don't think he needs money.
No. A-Rod, or Jeets clearly wins that battle.
Yeah, if that's the full team photo.
Yeah.
Bethany Frankel, that is just, what?
You got to see this Sergey Brin's ex.
Bethany Frankel is just the biggest pain in the ass. I mean, honest to God, she's on the Real Housewives of New York, and she is the loudest, most annoying bitch. That had to be a one-night stand. There's no way he could stand to listen to her for more than one night.
Here's this girl. Oh, A-Rod, come on, man.
No, she has no good photos. Some people have a bad photo. She has no good photos.
But Drew's right. She's really fit. I think he likes really fit women.
Yeah. Who are you looking at, Bethany Frankel?
No, the
biologist?
Ex of Sergey Brin.
Question mark.
Okay.
Co-founder.
Google X.
Google.
Yeah, she's pretty. She's not that bad looking.
For A-Rod, though?
Yeah, no, she doesn't fit the team photo.
She's very pretty, but not for A-Rod.
In the pictures Marcus is scrolling through, she looks like she has dirty hair. I don't know if they're the same ones.
Maybe she was working out before they went out.
Well, that could be it. A-Rod.
Maybe it was post-coitus.
I feel like
A-Rod.
I could have gone out with A-Rod then.
You could have.
Why not?
You still can. You never know. He'll be done with Jennifer any day.